So we have Jim Weber. Let's introduce everybody to you real quick here.
Hi, May.
Hi, Jim.
Oh,
welcome.
Wait, I'm dodging sticks.
All right. Let's talk about, like, your history, I guess, in music.
My history.
Awesome guitar player. How long have you been doing that?
I've been playing guitar since 11 or so. So that would be 17 years. Is that right? Could be, yeah.
Nobody does math here. Don't worry. Just go with it.
A long time. And a lot of music kind of stuff. Rock bands, classical music, anything.
What's your fave?
Them all.
You like it all? You got to have one, though. You got to have one.
I'm rock.
Really?
I dig rock, yeah.
What catapulted you? You must have heard something when you were like a year into playing a guitar and you're like, I want to learn that.
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing. Unfortunately, it was things like Randy Rhoads.
No, that's a huge part of guitar history.
Don't? Really? You mean I shouldn't be ashamed of the last 10 years of my life?
That guy was the man.
God, I paid so much for therapy.
All you needed to do is come talk with me. I would have straightened you right out.
Damn, right. Okay, all right. So I'm cooler than I thought I was. And yeah, it was all about Randy Rhoads.
There you go. Did you have a Jackson?
Randy. No, never had a Jackson. I had some pointy head guitars, though.
Big flying V or something like that?
Yeah, Lakey still has one.
Oh, mint. She should have brought that in. Play some big power chords.
Try that next time. Here he's going to play it.
Whatever.
Do not want to know what's going on in there right now. The listeners, pay no notice to the funny bottle whistling sound.
The man behind the curtain.
Jim, what other bands are you in? I know you're also with Willie Wisely right now. You have your own solo type project called Lingua Franca.
Yeah. There's Wisely. Both Chris and I have been doing that for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Lingua Franca is busy recording and writing. That features Ron Caron from Teen and the B-Sides on drums. And a couple other guys from town. And that kind of thing. And always writing, working with different people. I do a lot of producing in my studio and things like that. So whatever I can get my hands on.
So you have your own studio?
I do.
How many of the five of you have your own studio?
Shane.
Don't you, Shane?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I have a small studio.
Yeah.
Everybody who's a musician.
Right.
Basically has a little Fostex 4-track.
I've got a Fostex 4-track. Has a motorhome that would kick your
ass. Fostex 4-track.
But Jim's a maniac. I mean, he's always in his studio. The man never sleeps. He's a freak.
What else do you guys know about Jim?
Ooh.
Wow.
That would be telling.
Rochester.
Oh, sounds... All right, the rim shots are great. So obviously there's something about Rochester here. You guys have to clue us
Rochester.
In.
Are you a Roch man?
No, I'm not, actually.
Did you get in trouble?
And it doesn't
in Roch?
Mix well with me. No, just a series of things. You know, there's a club called the North Star in Rochester. North Star's an interesting place, and we always used to play there. And just lots of after hours fun and sump pumps and tail lights.
Let me tell you we're in a basement. We're at an after club party, and Jim is one who'll just kind of, he's got his drink in his hand. He's looking cool. And he walks away from the crowd, and he's looking real cool, and he steps into a sump pump well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And Jim's got long legs, and this whole right leg of his just sinks into this thing. And without missing a beat, he just lifts himself up with the left leg and walks away.
And I think the party lasted another 3 or 4 hours after that, and yeah, I did not smell good.
Was it wetness or was it filth?
It was water. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was filth, but who knows?
Oh man!
I knew at the time.
That's not a good way to celebrate anything. It's not a good way to party.
I don't know about that.
My dog fell in a sump pump once.
Have you ever had that level of letting go of everything to step into a sump pump?
Bad, brother.
And none of your drinks spilled. Is that what happened?
You are like Randy Rhoads.
All right. Should we hear some Lingua Franca now? I'm excited for this tune. It's off a forthcoming CD. A song called Alien Girl. Jim Weber's Lingua Franca on KQ Homegrown.